Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 9. The disciples had asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray," and this is what Jesus said. "In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." That scripture, of course, is the well-known and popular Lord's Prayer. Many of us know it by heart, and many of us use it as an actual prayer that we pray. And all of these things are great. There's nothing particularly wrong with that, except that when Jesus gave this prayer, he wasn't telling the disciples, "This is how you must always pray. You must always say those words." He wasn't giving them a recitation. You know, there are many people who say they can't pray because they don't know any prayers. And they tell you, "Teach me a prayer." And their mindset is they need something to recite. They need something to memorize so that they could say it. They don't know what to say otherwise. Yet when you're talking to anybody else in life, you don't recite and read. When you're talking to your husband or wife, you don't read. You just talk. And the same thing should be true with prayer. Jesus wasn't giving us something to recite. Rather, he was giving us a template, a pattern to pray. He said, "After this manner, pray." And the prayer that he gave is very interesting in the way that it is structured. It starts off by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven," or "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So the first thing in the prayer is praise to God. And the praise don't have to be "hallowed be thy name." It could be any form of praise, but it's an example of how to start the prayer by praising God. Then it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, the business of God's kingdom, God's purposes being accomplished on earth, God's rule and reign being established on earth, that should be the next line. That should be the next item on our agenda when we pray. Then it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." So that is, of course, the most popular prayer that we pray. "Give us this day our daily bread." That is talking about our needs, the things that pertain to us. That is the third aspect of the prayer. Then, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." So it's praying for forgiveness, help with temptation, deliverance in general from the enemy. So you could call that our spiritual state, our spiritual standing. That would be the fourth aspect of the prayer. And then it ends by acknowledging, "Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." So it ends with more praise, more acknowledgement of the greatness of God, that God's will be done, and that God is in control. So it starts off with praise. Then the next item is God's business, God's kingdom, God's will, God's plan and purposes. Then the third item is our needs. The fourth item is our spiritual state and our spiritual standing, our spiritual well-being. And then the fifth item is more praise and submission to God. So it's a very interesting prayer. It begins and ends with praise. And the prayer is primarily centered around God. And it does include our needs, but it puts it third in the list of things. Now, when you look at a typical prayer that we pray, including myself, I'm not trying to preach down to anybody, our prayers are structured on us. Our prayer starts off with, "Lord, this is my needs. I need money. I need health. I need healing. I need this. These are my unsaved loved ones. Help them. Save them. In Jesus' name. Amen. And of course, we remember the truant, the in Jesus' name part, even though in the Lord's Prayer, the phrase in Jesus' name doesn't even appear. So our prayers are focused on whatever we need at the time. If we are going through a sickness, of course, we pray for healing, and there's nothing wrong with that. Our prayers are always focused on our needs. And again, I want to reiterate that there is nothing wrong with our needs per se. That is part of the Lord's Prayer. There is a clause in the Lord's Prayer that says, "Give us this day our daily bread." But that was third in the list. For us, that is the number one item on our agenda. And for many of us, it's the only agenda. Bless me, my wife, my son, and his wife, us four, and no more. That is how our prayers typically go. And like I said, I'm not preaching down to anyone. This is just human nature. This is how we pray. We are focused on us, our little existence, our little lives, everything that pertains to us, our needs, our daily bread, and not just our daily bread, but our weekly bread, our monthly bread, our bread for the next 10 years. That is how we pray. So clearly, our focus is a little off. Our focus is on us. Whereas when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the focus was all about God. It was primarily a God-centered prayer that says, "God, you are great, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on, oh yes, give me this day my daily bread. And regarding my spiritual state, forgive me, help me to forgive. Deliver me from temptation, deliver me from the evil one. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." You see how much of it centers around God, and just one line focuses on our physical needs. The prayer is primarily about God, our relationship with God, our standing before God, and yes, also our needs. So that's how the Lord's Prayer goes. "God, you are great. Your kingdom will reign forever. And oh yeah, remember my needs too." But our prayers go, "Lord, these are my needs. This is what I want. This is what I need. These are my unsaved loved ones. And oh yeah, in Jesus' name, you're great." So our focus is wrong. And in the book of James, he said, "You have not because you ask not." And then he goes on to say, "You ask, you pray, you ask, but you ask amiss that you may spend it on your earthly lusts." So he said, when your prayers are too self-centered and too selfish in nature, that is actually a hindrance to God answering your prayers. When your prayers are a little too self-centered. So, have you ever heard somebody say, "God, don't answer my prayer"? Because I know I said that many times in life. So I'm not criticizing other people, I'm criticizing my own self. "God doesn't answer my prayer. Hardly any of my prayers get answered. I don't need to know anything about you. I don't need to know anything about your life, what exactly you're praying for, how your prayers go. I could already form a conclusion. The reason your prayers are not being answered is because you think prayer is a means of getting stuff from God. And we have doctrines like decree and declare, name it and claim it, that are all designed to teach you new strategies to get stuff from God. But when Jesus gave his prayer, it was not about getting stuff from God. It was about acknowledging God's greatness and about your standing before God. And oh yes, you have needs as well. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he completely revamped the natural order in which we would pray. Our selfish nature, he completely turned it upside down, and he made the prayer totally about God, totally about our relationship with God. Have you ever wondered why Jesus told his disciples, "Anything you ask in my name, I will give it to you"? How could he make them a promise like that? Anything you ask, so if I ask for a Mercedes-Benz, he will give it to me. If Peter had asked for a BMW, God would have invented a car and given it to him. How could Jesus have made such a blanket promise? anything you ask in my name, I will give it to you. But yet, when John, who is one of Jesus' apostles, wrote the book of 1 John, he said, anything you ask according to his will, he will give it to you. Now why? Why did Jesus tell his apostles, anything you ask? He didn't say anything about according to his will. Anything you ask, I will give it to you. But then John says, when he's writing to the rest of the Christians, anything you ask according to my will. How come? The answer is simple. When Jesus spoke to his disciples, he was speaking to people who forsook everything. They forsook family, they forsook houses, land, they gave up everything to follow Christ. So it is highly unlikely that Peter would have asked God for a BMW. He just wasn't interested. He forsook all of that stuff. He gave up all of that stuff to follow Christ. So these were people who were totally sold out to God and God's will. They had died to self. The only life they had was the life of God in Christ. And that is why Jesus could have promised them anything you asked, because they were so sold out to God's will that they would only ask for things that were pertaining to God's will. Yet the rest of the Christians who were not sold out to the same extent, he had to put in that clause, anything you ask according to my will, because he knows they were going to ask for just about anything they want and thinking that they had some kind of clause in the Bible to support them. The secret to answered prayer is not some strategy, not decree and declare, not name it and claim it, or not some new strategy yet to be invented, commanding your morning or any such nonsense. The real secret to answered prayer is being sold out to God's will, to making the prayers all about God, all about his will, his kingdom, his plans and purposes. And not just the prayer, but making our lives all about God and his will. That is the secret to answered prayer. And once we have that in order, the prayers will just follow. So I challenge you, as we start a new year, I know a lot of people started with prayer and fasting. Let us not make it a grocery list of our needs and our wants. I know everybody thinks like that, including myself. We all want good stuff, right? We all want stuff from God. There's nothing wrong with that. And there is a place for that. Jesus knew that you have needs. So he put that into the prayer. But let us get our emphasis right. Focus up on God. Consider just spending time with God. During some of your prayer sessions, just spend time with God. You know, as Trinidadians would say, just lime with God. Hang out with God. Just enjoy God's presence. Just talk to him about anything. Talk to him about how great he is. Give him compliments. And this is nothing new really to us. I know a lot of parents who upend their entire lives for their kids. Their whole life revolves around their kids' friends, their kids' activities. Every week they have some birthday party. Every evening is spent doing some activity, whether it be sports, music lessons, what have you. And it's like they have absolutely no life of their own. And it's something I personally don't understand, but a lot of people do it. So the concept of losing our life in someone else or something else is nothing new for us. All Jesus is saying now is that what he requires from his disciples is for you to lose your life in him. Make it all about him. At least when you pray, make it all about him. Let our prayers be God-focused. Let our prayers be about God's business and our relationship with him. And let us put our needs in the right order of things. God knows you have needs, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So as we enter 2021, let that be our mindset. And I pray that God will do great and mighty things in our lives, our families, our churches, and our communities in this coming year. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.